This episode is for anyone who is a follower of that infamous thing online. That movement online. I need to preface this episode just a tad. I feel like I know who you are, if you follow that movement. Primarily because I know myself. These Kubler-Ross phases that we're going through, anger, denial, negotiation, and acceptance. Something occurred to me tonight that just blew my mind, okay? There's two things that are used, two words that are used, or two phrases, I should say, that are used within that movement. One is called decode, and the other one is think mirror. And what if those two are perfectly linked, but you never figured out exactly how those two things were linked? What is the process of decoding? It's trying to figure out what an encrypted communication style really means, right? They're posting one thing. If you see it through the eyes of the proper decode, then you are seeing the information. Now, what does a mirror do? What's a mirror do? Sounds like a one word, right? A mirror do. A mirror inverts whatever is put into it, right? And so, imagine that everything that person told you, that group of people told you, could be 10 people, right? Could be 10 people, but it ain't the 10 people you think, and it's not on the side you think. And they told you right to your face, think mirror. Well, let's go through some mirror things. Nothing could stop what's coming. I think that's a true statement. However, put the mirror right there next to the thing that you think is coming. Oh, we think the good side's going to win, but it's actually the bad side's going to win. That's exactly what we're seeing in observable reality. Nothing can stop what's happening. Okay. Sure seems like we're not winning and they are. And that's what this episode's about. Can you handle hearing what you don't want to hear? Because it's a very interesting thing. There's a very few of you in life who've actually had a profound version of that. You're out there. Sudden deaths of individuals, sudden loss of benefits, you know, whether it be your job or a relationship or something. But very few people respond unless it is absolutely beyond your capability of expectation and anything you've ever processed before. When someone tells you horrific information, your mind just cannot handle it. And you go into whatever state you go in. I've known some gut-wrenching stories from friends of mine. We have to be capable of digesting an expectation that perhaps we have it wrong. That perhaps we're being manipulated by, or were manipulated, excuse me, and, you know, being manipulated by the dark side, pretending to be the light side, and flat out telling you it's a mirror. Flat out telling you, you know, these people are so stupid. I love that line. Well, who seems to be getting everything that they want, and who seems to be waiting to get anything that they want? Things that are built up as these gigantic things, they're going to just be the straw that breaks the camel's back, Durham's investigation. Still chasing Russian collusion. As if that is our concern right now. Is that our concern right now, guys? Is 45 not president today because of the collusion? No. And let's say everybody goes to jail who was involved with that. All right. Whoop-de-fucking-do. 10 people. All those famous names, the RR names and the whatever. They all go to jail for life. Let's say you turn them into atoms and send them out into the universe. Is that going to change anything that's hurting you right now? I'm just asking. I know the answer. No. It's not going to change anything. Are we just thankful to get progress in anything?
Yeah.
And you know why? Because we're not seeing progress in much. The only people that are getting progress on a metric ton level are the bad guys. Think mirror. Everything I told you about God winning, well, it's not on the other side of the line. It's not God talking to you. It's a serpent talking to you, telling you all the positive things that you want to hear, telling you to think mirror, but you misinterpreted it, and they're just laughing that anything's going to happen. There is a silver lining to my assertion here. Now, let's just pull back, because I'm one of you, believe it or not, I've just gone to the next stage of accepting this as a fucking fraud. But it had an effect. It had a positive effect up to one level, which is that we got super duper educated. We got super duper educated. We also got fed metric tons of crap. Oh my God. I mean, the amount of crap that we got fed was unbelievable and unforgivable, whoever that team was, right? Telling us they had knocked out every communication satellite of the bad guys. Remember the Big Bird and the Seven Dwarfs and all this other shit? Oh, okay. The second that we get tired of their bullshit, they come up with a new word and a new narrative. The deflation thing, the deconstruction stuff, de-evolution stuff. Just a new word for us to hang on to. So we sit tight while all the crazy shit happens. The people who actually get it are the people that are trying to do something about it. And because we've all been misled, in my opinion, we haven't put any thought into, like, what can we do? What can we do? My game currently is to heighten awareness. Heighten awareness that probably should stop sitting on our ass reading Telegram posts where 99% of it's fucking fake news and just rah-rah bullshit about stuff that doesn't matter. And the 2% that's maybe regurgitated, recycled old news. They're taking all that stuff that should never be seen and they're posting it and saying, look, everybody, look, 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 look. Right now, I can't even believe it. We've had a situation. It's a very unfortunate situation. And I mean, depending on if it's a to make a murder situation or what it is, right? Two lovers had a squabble. Girl was apparently found today. Regardless, she's gone. You can rest assured that dude has about a 40% chance of being caught alive. Probably more like 10%, because dead men tell no tales. We'll see what happens. I'm sure he's going to have a big shootout and he's going to die. And the whole narrative becomes just like the Project Enigma movie with Alan Turing. Oh, this really, really happened, but we destroyed the machine that he made. Then we rebuilt it. But then he got sentenced to chemical castration, then he killed himself, most important man in the war, and saved millions and millions of lives, cut the war short by at least a couple of years, and he gets found guilty of some stupid thing. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Another ironclad piece of history, right? We have an administration that is failing the United States of America. But absolutely, positively, systematically, mathematically, you could prove it in court, he is destroying this country to prepare it for takeover, including destroying our soldiers' health, opening our borders, shipping in a bunch of folks that are being given ivermectin, shipping in a bunch of folks that are just sick with all kinds of crazy shit, destroying the materials that build the wall. Paint, you know, using our taxpaying dollars to use bulldozers to destroy the steel. And some fucking guy is willing to do it. That's the other thing, right? Probably just a guy from across the border, I guess. Unbelievable. The game is to make you sit on your hands. If you really think about it, every piece of information you get is sit on your hands, sit on your hands, sit on your hands. Someone's coming to save you. Sit on your hands. Now, there's also a question of who is legit and who is being duped, right? Who has a YouTube channel, a Rumble channel, some other channel who is being duped and they're telling us to sit on our hands because everything's going to be okay? And then who is one of their full-fledged payroll guys telling us to sit on our hands? And then you got, I think, legit people who are telling us the truth. And here's the thing. I'm going to mention one of them. I think General Flynn has been completely and utterly truthful to the American people. He has flat out denied this rescue exists and calls it bullshit. And he is telling you, I'm telling you what you got to do. You got to get off your ass and do something. A lot of people are. And hats off to them. All different kinds of things, because there's a million different things. The protests across the world are pretty huge. Pretty huge. I hope that makes a difference. I hope it does. I think that a army of attorneys behind closed doors without protest signs and not being on the street are way more motivating than anyone else on the street. I think patrons not going to restaurants that require certain, you know, Gestapo papers to eat, that's perfect. Don't go. Let them go out of business. If they're that soft to freedom, fuck them. Don't ever go. Even if they take down the sign and say, no, 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 we're going to let you in now. If they ever posted that sign, you're done. It's over. I would never go back personally, man. But I have a really, really slippery trigger for that kind of shit. I don't care if you fire all the management and all the fucking waiters and waitresses. You want to tear it down to the ground and rebuild it up and make it something different, and I'll walk back in your place. But once I get treated like a piece of shit at a restaurant, I'm done. And there's at least two in HB. Got told to, you know, go fuck myself because I wouldn't wear a mask with nobody in the entire room. From the scrawny little pipsqueak that tried to come up to me. It's like, oh, God was there to keep me from going off on this kid physically. And in another place I had been patroning for 2 weeks, randomly had some janitor kid with the fucking broom standing behind his boss on the phone with no mask, telling me he won't take my order. Like, he was the guy to take my order. It's a fucking janitor kid. And he's telling me he won't serve me unless I put a mask on, when the guy right in front of me, who was ignoring the entire situation, wouldn't put his mask on. All right. See you later, buddy. So do what you can. Do what you can. You were told that a particular person would never be the president of the United States by people who are seemingly very intelligent. Oh, but that happened. And then you were told something else wouldn't happen, and that happened, and something else wouldn't happen, and that happened. Nothing can stop what's happening. Oh, what is that thing? What is it? Laying down, right? The pain that's gone around is for us, not for them. All those fucking Punisher logos that were posted. Oh, man, I was there. I was feeling, you know, all patriotic. God damn it. Yeah, someone's going to do so, because the Punisher is that guy. Former military dude. Takes out the gangs in New York and Brooklyn. Then moves on to other things. Hey, man, that sounds great to me. Get to it. Snap to it. Let's get it going. Opportunists have stepped back up to the plate after not posting for a couple months, maybe even 3 months. And they think something's going to happen, and so they keep posting that something's going to happen. The good stuff, right? And then there's the, you know, there's things like that little place in Cuba. And I was thinking, maybe, you know, there was a legit plan to use that place. And now the game is to keep the game going, keep the deception going, keep building it. It ain't for them, it's for us. And then pretend like you want to close it. That's pretty easy. Giving us something to latch onto. What's interesting is that, you know, I obviously have tons of folks I talk to because of the show and tons of folks I talk to locally. And what's really interesting about it is it's starting to divide. That movement, the people who follow that movement, who we, you know, again, I was right there with you, man. I was raw, 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 waiting for booms. It's like whatever the sound of a fizzle is, it should have been fizzle, 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 you know? They told us we were watching a movie, and I think that that's actually a very accurate statement. I just think the movie you were watching is your own demise. These motherfuckers have been planning this thing for decades and decades and decades, man. You think they got any loose ends after all that planning? But my friends are dividing, and it's like, it's probably about 20-30% have now peeled off and peeled back. And when I have live chats with them or talk to them sitting down, they're honestly the more experienced individuals, either by age or by career or by just life. They're more articulate, I just want to say. I'm not saying if you believe it's real, you're not. I'm just saying in my friend circles, the ones that know more information, they know more about what happened for 3.5 years. They know the posts, but you know, inside and out. They know the correlations, tip-top, tippy-top, John McCain, all this other stuff. They know all that stuff. They've had to watch it with me. I mean, it must be 1,000 hours at least, honestly. There's 365 days out of the year, and I go usually about 300 days out of the year, or 360 days out of the year to this place, and he's playing it, you know, 4 hours when we're there, and sometimes we even stay longer. That's a lot of hours, man, for 3.5 years. But they're all peeling back. They're all moving away from it internally, not for any sake of like saving face or fearing embarrassment. They're just done. They're seeing it for what it was. A LARP that went live. It did create a great group of people. And if you're still on the sidelines waiting, thinking I'm taking a piss on you, you're totally wrong. You are the movement now. You are all that is real in this movement now. The other dudes, poof, gone. History. No more authority to do anything, as if they had any in the first place. Once this thing moves in, I mean, just, it's what I always tell you on this show. Let's pretend for a second that they hired us to sabotage that group, the movement group. So what does your first sit-down meeting look like? It's around probably February, March, once it starts gaining steam, right? And believe me, we're going to get to that whole thing of the press attacking it, which for a lot of people made it real. All part of the game. All part of the game. So you find out there's this group that's talking shit on the internet, talking all kinds of shit, that they're going to have some fucking superpower. What is it, 50 people, 100 people, tops? I mean, truly, think about it. How many commanders in chief, how many generals, how many whatevers do you think could possibly be involved in that group? Especially because they keep it so goddamn secret. 20 people? 10 people? I mean, how many people are truly involved in the command structure of whoever started that thing? I think it's very few people. I'd be so goddamn shocked if I had the God facts right now. If it's 10, if it's 100 people. I mean, I'd be so shocked if it's more than 100 people. And so the deep state's got millions of people on their payroll. Millions and millions and millions. What is Apple's payroll? Like 80,000 people? 100,000 people? Less employees, okay, by a long shot, than your average Target, than your average United Airlines. Oh, but they have these little, this tiny group of people have all this power to just, I don't know what, expose something on the internet. Nothing was leaked of any measurable amount. Nothing. But they hire us and we sit there. And so what happens is we get a big printout of all the stuff that had been posted up to that point. We're sitting in this meeting. It's like that spy meeting or spy movie with Robert Redford and Brad Pitt. Spy something, I can't remember, but you know, that room that he sat in with all of his comrades and the intelligence agents, and then you know, you get a lot of smart people in this room, right? And we're thinking, okay, well, what we got to do is secretly, okay, use all of our surveillance to figure out who this person is, who's involved. We really need to just isolate who's doing this. Does anyone have any ideas? Oh, yeah, it's coming out of the White House, coming out of this little thing. We're pretty sure it's that guy, yeah, okay, all right, so now. You know, we do a little due diligence. Do they really have anything? Well, not really. I mean, of course, Trump could do a bunch of stuff. He can get Gitmo built. He could do whatever he wants. But honestly, he's got nothing. He's got nothing. And we're going to stay on top of him like crazy. The idea is to say, okay, what we're going to do, let's just say if it was real, let's say if it was real, okay, is we're going to convince them. We have to convince them that they're winning internally, the secret group of people. We have to make sure they feel like they're winning, that they're getting away with all the posts. They're not being identified. It's all going to happen. Let's misstep a few times and see if we can't get them to feel like they've got a few victories under their belt. And then eventually, you know, what if we attacked it in the press? What if we attacked it in the press? That pretty much legitimizes it, right? So we have them, once we have gained complete and utter control over that group of people, to assure that nothing's going to change our plan, then we're going to attack it with the press. Because then we know we got it all under control, and then we'll legitimize it by attacking it. But guess what we get? We get what they got in Westworld. We get every single first and last name person, their location on planet Earth. Let's launch some petitions. Let's launch some surveys. Let's launch, get on the list of good things. In fact, let's come up with some fake side websites like, any number of them. Like Parler or something, right? Parler was founded by a bunch of liberals, and then they got Dan Bongino in there, right? Thinking he was a part of a good thing. We'll eventually shut it down. I mean, we'll just create this fake revolution. We'll create this fake thing. And we're going to be harvesting all of these people. We're going to know exactly where they live. Every time I see a petition, sign this petition. It's a harvesting thing, people. It's to harvest exactly the opposition. Sign this petition that says you don't want to take the drink. Okay, well, you know, we weren't sure if you were one of these people that were going to be against it, but now we know exactly where you live because you have to put your name and your address and your phone number and your zip code or whatever, right, to get in this petition. It's an IQ test. Everybody's failing. By December 8th, it was neutralized completely. Completely. The fake thing happened on the 6th. Totally under control, right? Totally and completely under control by them. Totally and utterly got away with it. Now they're just having state elections like crazy. Canada's going to use it. It's all just a foregone conclusion. Mainly because you're sitting on your ass waiting for something to happen. Bunch of places like the White House and a bunch of agencies that are handling the drink regulations have no mandates for anybody to do anything. But everybody in the military and the government is supposed to get it. Totally and utterly poisoning and destroying the infrastructure of the United States of America. And what's weird about it is there are thousands of people saying this kind of stuff. But I mean, out of 330 to 350 million people, okay, not enough. Not enough people are saying it. The silver lining is it's you. You are the only hope for things to be different. And waiting to hear happy disinfo is keeping you at bay. And if you just think about it, I mean, I have to watch these channels by very good intentional people or good intended people. What is it? The Tron Anon kid. He's a really young kid and he does these live broadcasts. I think a Rumble or something like that. You can just see the youth in him and the impressionability of him. He means well, man. But by God, even his friends in the chat are like, nah, dude, you're full of shit. That's you're going way too far in that one. But that's what these people do. They analyze things a million different ways, consider things, and then, that's the process. It's a healthy process, trust me. But I just have this meme that's starting to grow in my head. Imagine a landscape that looks like Fallout 4. Man, it's post-apocalyptic, destroyed world. There's no zombies. There's a few starving human beings. Most everybody's gone off planet Earth. But somewhere, Dave from X-22 is still putting out a new message that everything's going to be all right. He's got them right where they want him. Trump showed the people. Trump's going to be standing somewhere. He's going to be 900 years old. Poor guy. He means well, man. If he got his way, we would probably be perfectly fine. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. But if you really think about it, How many times have you ever been so damn desperate that you've had to latch onto anything, anything of happiness, right? If you can answer that question, yes, here's the thing. Then you know that the situation that you were in was dire. Absolutely dire. Someone got kidnapped, and any good information, you're latching onto it because that's the way you survive. And I don't blame anybody for that at all. Someone is in the ER, someone's in ICU, and you're just waiting for a brainwave. You're waiting for a good diagnosis that looks like they're going to make it. If they make it through the night, then they're going to make it for the rest of their life until the next thing happens, right? I understand. I want you to copy that over to the United States of America or your country and realize that you are recognizing the dire situation that we are in. And so you're looking for good news. I get it, man. I totally get it. But we have this weird machine at my smoke lounge outside of this show where dudes walk in the door and go, please tell me something good. The only difference is they don't believe that we're going to say anything good. And if we keep saying, because we do, we say, well, everyone says, you know, this guy's saying, Dave is saying everything's coming, just sit around. Simon Parks is doing videos again. Charlie Ward's doing videos again. 107, I don't know if he's doing any videos again because they so misrepresent his release dates on his interviews that you just can't tell. It's not his fault. General Flynn comes right out and says it's all bullshit. And then what does the movement say? The movement says, oh, well, that's intentional disinformation, man. He can't tell you, you know, he means completely the opposite. Remember Mir? It's like, no. I think that dude's legit. I think he's telling you 100% truth. You hook a lie detector up to that guy, and it ain't going to go red. It's going to stay green the whole time. He's doing you a favor. We have a president that's got an earpiece. We can see him using it. We've seen photographs of it. People think there's some weird thing, some weird growth in his ear. No, that thing is his mic. It looks like it's flesh colored. It's been glued on the inside of his ear, maybe even surgically implanted. Who the fuck knows, right? But that's what that thing is. He's getting all kinds of messages. Can't complete a sentence, but if Trump has a typo, the whole world went fucking nuts, right? So, you know, we've had a conservative former president go up and do a speech and say that his base, the people that actually put that scumbag in office, are now terrorists and enemies of the state. When BLM and Antifa burn the fucking place down. Mirror, right? Gaslighting again is telling you two incorrect things. And then maybe even the truth, all at the same time. Constantly making it all make sense to you, but from weird angles. To the point where you can't even discern reality anymore, right? Of course, you know there's a bunch of bullshit in it too, right? I think as adults, we have to take a big deep breath and say, okay, maybe you want to keep a little kernel of that in your head. Nah, man, you know, there's so many of these letters written everywhere around the world, and there was a box in the room with Biden the other day touching the little girls. They're all wearing Trump shirts. That's got to make it real. Our president went to a 17th precinct in New York City, and that makes it real. All right. What was the other famous line that a friend of mine keeps saying, he's trying to hang on for dear life, although he waffles every other day, is, you know, the end's not for everyone. The end's not for everyone, which is, again, these blank sort of archetype excuses. It's like those old, I forgot what you call them, but, you know, it's the old paragraphs where it was missing words, and so you'd write, you know, give me a fruit, give me a color, name a famous president, whatever it is, and you write it all in, and then it sounds funny when you read it, you know. These are generic statements so that you can insert whatever despair you're currently experiencing into the paragraph and then read it back to yourself and go, oh, man, it sounds good. Yeah, just, you know, name something bad, name something good. And then you read it back and it goes, this is where the bad thing will be destroyed. And this is where you will gain good thing. Plain as like we're idiots. The number one reason why I believe that this thing was neutralized or never real. Could have been real. But again, that Redford group was on top of them so fast. They got neutralized, but they just waited, right? Just let it go until the election happens. And then by December, we'll nail that guy. I mean, maybe even physically nail the guy. So December 8th is the last time he ever talks to us, as if there's no other encrypted methodology of communication. Give me a break. You have all these fake accounts on Telegram, man. You got a fake JFK Jr. You got some other woman. I think he's maybe pawning off as his wife. And they're trying to say, very soon we're going to lock the channel and you won't be allowed in. If you're not joined up, it's going to become private. Okay, yeah. Makes complete sense, dude. Complete sense. All the truth will be behind a locked door because you wouldn't want the public to know what the hell you're talking about, right? There's a fake Durham channel on there. It's not even clever. The posts aren't even clever, man. That whole Durham dude, God bless him, but he waited till the last second to the point that all of his other indictments and referrals for criminal investigation are reaching the end of their statute of limitations. They can't. I think it's like 2 weeks. I think it might even be coming up next week, this week here. They're not going to be able to refer anything else because it's all so old. Way to knock it out of the park, man. Remember all those rumors about Sessions, man? Oh, my God. The guy flies to a MENA, Arkansas warehouse and gets all this data and takes it back to the Washington, D.C., and yada, yada. Now, Sessions did swat our president's hand from touching a little girl, so I think his heart's in the right place. Probably just was too old to be dealing with this shit and said, you know, man, I took it as far as, like, here's the baton, man. Go ahead, run with it. There's still hope that the decertification process will kick off a huge chain reaction, but if you really listen to Red Pill 78, very, very straight up guy. Very, very honest guy. He's telling you, look, they're messing with the other investigations to the point where they might find some stuff, but it's already heavily controlled. And why? Because when they did that thing in Arizona, the bad guys were watching really, really close. And so the Arizona one was messy for them because they didn't know exactly how it was all going to go down, how they could legally stifle it. And of course, there was a settlement and supposedly all the information from Reuters or whatever is, I guess, being harvested. I mean, you read one article and they won. You read another article, they lost. Most of they lost is inside those fake channels, those fake disinfo areas where you have happy disinfo. It's what you want to hear. But the other investigations are already starting inside the midst of black tar evil. They just figured out who they have to threaten, who they have to bribe, how they can legally control it, how they can destroy data, manipulate data. I mean, you're trusting that the data is still has some integrity. It's just sitting on machines, it's sitting on hard drives, sitting in pieces of paper. So someone just breaks into the warehouse, unbeknownst to you, grab all the stuff. It's going to be weeks and months before any of this stuff is ever even queried for a further investigation. So it gets picked up, just like Making of a Murder, when they went and got that guy's blood and punched a hole in it, got a sample of it, and spread it all over the Jeep. It happens, man. So they take it. They have other machines that can replicate things. They see the ones that are the problems, and either they destroy them completely, which is the big problem, or they just redo them so that they don't have the problems that the Arizona place discovered. Put it all back in a warehouse, put it back inside the hard drives, whatever you got to do, especially if it's hard drives, man. Let me tell you, you wouldn't be able to tell that the data had been changed. Guarantee it. So if we're waiting for those investigations to come out and change the world, and if they didn't have the logic I just gave you as just a guy sitting in the back with 35 years of professional programming experience, if they didn't have my knowledge, my basic knowledge, this is not even hacker knowledge, right? Then they are as stupid as we were told they were, but I don't think they are that stupid. They're manipulating the world, right? They're manipulating the weather around the world, creating all of these amazing record-breaking floods everywhere. And what happens to the good side? The good side is so excited about it, apparently, that they're posting it on Telegram to show everybody, to make sure that the propaganda gets fully delivered to its customer. shaking people on the fence to go, well, you know, that is weird, man. London's flooding. Germany's flooding. Flash floods in Japan. Flash floods in China. It must, well, gee, might be, maybe it's real. Look at these hurricanes, man. Never had a hurricane before. Yeah. The reason why it's being reposted is because those are disinfo channels. Doesn't matter what they call themselves. Doesn't matter how many frogs they post. Doesn't matter how many times they call themselves things that are famous. They're either idiots pushing propaganda right in front of your face, and then maybe even saying it's fake. But come on. When you see something, you can't unsee it, right? It's not doing anyone a service. But why are we having to do that? Even if it's all organic and it's not negative, let's just say I'm completely wrong and there's no disinfo on Telegram whatsoever. Haha, right? It's because you have no other information coming in of any kind. We're sitting there talking to ourselves. That's what we're doing. Trying to, you know, make stuff up out of everything that's coming through. We're trying to make it up. A story keeps going around that 45 is running things from a shadow government. I've seen the article at least twice in the mainstream press. All right, well, according to 107, for instance, there's a mountain. There's a Cheyenne Mountain. It's all locked down since March of 2020. So in that article, wouldn't the mainstream press say that, well, by you know, as an example of this shadow group of dissidents, right? That mountain's been locked down and no one's in. If the Pentagon is truly 80% off limits to the Biden administration, how do they keep that a secret? How do they keep that secret from the mainstream press to give the majority of drink takers, okay, this sensibility that we've got to stop these people? See, they've commandeered a part of the, I mean, 80% of the Pentagon. I don't buy that for a split second. I'm just repeating what 107 said. And then this thing that the mountain has been locked down. Again, if we can't stop this forced drinkage into our military, what makes you think they have the ability to call anybody and say, you're supposed to go, do something really cool, you know, take over the country, make it all right again. And all these graphene oxide soldiers get out there and they just go boom from space or from a plane or from 5G and their brains fucking scramble because they have all this metal in their body, all up in their brain cavities and their hearts and shit. And it's just boosh, they just patink bonk and they fall down and go down dead. Does that sound like we have control of anything? I mean, you tell me, how do we have control over the forces that are the only forces to really do it, especially for countries that have no Second Amendment of any kind? And let's just play devil's advocate too, which is, if you were the one to have to put this out, and I know what a lot of people are going to say, well, they're trying to keep down collateral damage. They don't want the world to go nuts and blow itself up or tear itself down. Man, I agree, man. I don't want that to have happen either. McAfee was supposed to have this 13 terabytes or whatever the hell, 33 terabytes or something. You know, we did the calculations on downloading that and actually extracting the files. It's like the lowest price we're able to find is a $6,500 disk array that's RAID 0 together so you can even contain the file. And then you need a whole nother, I mean, who knows how big that thing gets, man. My calculation is about $10,000 to $15,000 worth of disk arrays, all rated zero, meaning made all one drive, so that you can take that file and expand it and see what's in it. It's up there on, BitTorrent, you know? Not a single soul who made a show on YouTube has enough money to extract that file. Because it's been up there. People say, oh, well, some people say it's fake, you know? Okay. No one has the ability to extract that. No one has a disk array at a company. It's okay. What we're going to do tonight is we're going to start the download on a Friday night. It might, you know, we got a huge pipe to the internet. Well, we're going to get this thing down. Nope. Zero, right? This huge. In fact, when I watched the interview of him talking about this, it was petabytes. Way more. Maybe that's what it compresses down to. Don't know. Who's got that power? And if you really wanted the information out, what numbskull would put it all in one file? Give me a fucking break. At least put it in terabyte chunks, you know? Everyone's got like a 4 terabyte drive, 8 terabyte drive. So you do one and you expand it. You do another one, you expand it. You buy another one, and everybody can do it. Nope. Because it's all bullshit. That's why. Keep seeing that same surveillance photograph of all these TVs, and it's supposed to be the island, and it's supposed to be Hillary in the photograph. Okay. You don't have another image? I mean, remember how the guy told us that, man, they got all the cell phones on Epstein's Island? Right? Everybody knows everything. Not a single photograph? I mean, not one incriminating photograph. So what? A bunch? Yeah, there's some weird shit going on in those rooms. Trust me. And you know what? They probably still are. They probably still are. It's probably a different island. Probably a different place. Still going. Probably going 50 times as strong as it was after last year. Because a bunch of people are willing to take bribes, I guess. I don't know. Or it's just too damn difficult to find out. Maybe they would sacrifice their life to stop that situation. But during the time that the good guy was in charge, that stuff wasn't done for whatever reason. If you're president during that 3.5 years, 4 years, whatever it was, you pick some lowbrow thing, but some very significant thing, very significant, but lowbrow, and you have a press conference and you just drop the bomb. Doesn't matter what other investigations are going on that might be against you or whatever, you drop some bombs. You drop some real booms, man. And believe me, there's a million people who will stand up to the press and go, poof, there it is. Or put it on a website that can't be touched by anybody. At least for a few seconds so enough people can get it. Nope. Not a single thing. Not a single goddamn thing. Oh, but a lot of insinuations, you know. A lot of pictures, partial pictures of things, and then, oh, this is something super special. Hey, like I said a long time ago, you don't have to prove to me that you're close to the president. Okay, a couple photographs. I don't give a shit if you never met the guy before. But what you're talking about is having all this proof and all this evidence and all the shit that's going to come out and destroy everybody, and the first arrest is going to be amazing and all this other stuff. And, of course, all these rumors that, you know, the boots were concealing ankle bracelets and all that kind of stuff, but these people are still fucking free. I mean, like, free citizens. They are going to have lived their entire lives, maybe not achieving all of their goals, like most of us. There's at least a couple out there you haven't done. But they will have done everything that perhaps we think they did. And they're going to get away with it, 100%. Because no one could nut up and really just put their money where their mouth is. Now, let's do a little experiment here. As of this video, I've got 4920 subscribers. Watch them drop like fucking flies. Because I'm the only guy on the damn internet who was a part of this movement, who wants it to have happen, who wants it to happen. And I'm telling you what I think is, I'm telling you that General Flynn is telling you the truth. That's what I believe at this point. Doesn't mean that the things that have been happening in the last year weren't 100% correct. Doesn't mean that General McCartney was telling lies at all. I think he might have been telling the truth 100%. But the big question you have to ask yourself is, does it matter? Does it matter? You've seen guys in the last 3 months in America walk up with big, big chest plates of medals telling you everything in Afghanistan was great. All those bombings of those innocent family members was just great. Calling China and backstabbing the president, no, that's great. You've never even seen these dudes before. You've never even seen these dudes before. They have been in the hallways backstabbing this country forever. Forever. Everyone that supports that stuff is your bona fide European loyalist with fucking psychotic problems of self-image. They're trying to be somebody in history. And it's all bullshit. Obviously, we know it's a lie. We do. The strange thing is that we seem to quarantine through sheer will who we think will lie to us and who we think will tell us the truth. And of course, we do have some folks that we think simply don't lie. They don't. If they're telling us a lie, there's a damn good reason why they tell us a lie. Those are few and far between, unfortunately. But the metric ton of human beings that will lie to you, to destroy you, to destroy your way of life, to destroy this experiment called America, and whatever country you were in that was fine before all this craziness started. They've turned up their game. We can see it. They've sped up their agenda. Pretty sure. Pressure's on. Get the drink in everyone before the drink starts dropping people. Before parents start to find out that their kids can't have kids. Get it in everyone. We'll pin it all on 46. He's going to die soon. Probably natural causes. And we'll just pin it all on that guy. Maybe Fauci. We'll put it on Fauci too. Yes, no one will trust the medical organization. The whole medical industry will be pure gaslighting information, right? Just a bunch of doublespeak crap that gets you killed half the time. But they love it. They love the fact that you can't get any heart medication that makes any sense. Every single time you stub your toe, they're putting a fucking ventilator in your body. It's a damn good thing that a lot of ventilators were put in landfills because they killed 99% of the people who get on them. We proved that those numbers were all bullshit with big pop-up hospitals in New York that weren't even used, big giant ships that were brought in to help out and they weren't used. It proved it was all crap. And yet I see over and over and over this group of people on this good side, okay, passing around statistics that are complete crap, right? You don't have a test that accurately finds anything, but they'll still pass around propaganda. It's unbelievable, man. So everyone's been convinced to carry the virus of bad information directly into the good movement, good people. It's like, honestly, what it's like is saying, you get a bunch of people in their 50s together and you go, okay, you know Santa Claus story, right? And the whole thing that we do with kids. Yep. And then the next thing out of their mouth is, well, you know, here's what I'm thinking, man. Santa Claus is not going to be coming in on a sled this time. He's going to be coming in on a teleporter now. The next statement is that the guy's real. Instead of just going, what are you talking about? Either the dude is real or the dude is fake. And if he's fake, I don't want to hear stories about he's indirectly real. He's fake. And so is this stuff. The pattern is very simple. Use a bioweapon to create cases. Blame it on something that isn't the cause. Something very generic to humanity that will freak out humanity. Such that, and then you just put all these fake, you know, organizations on top, the big lens of mass media on top of it, and then it just becomes real and a bunch of weak-minded people. The same thing happened for AIDS. Hepatitis B vaccinations given to 1,800 males in San Francisco in 1978, 79, all died of this autoimmune deficiency thing. All was a weapon that could be spread via blood transmission during various types of sex that these individuals have. So built up thousands of cases, actually killed a bunch of amazing people that should be alive to this day, but then scared the entire world from what? The thing that we do all the time, screwing. Population reduction. A bunch of people didn't have relationships because of this scary thing out there. I guarantee if that thing never was dropped in late 70s and then blown up in the 80s, carried all the way up into the 90s, there would be tens of millions of people on this world that didn't exist because they believed that stuff was real. And of course, we all did. We didn't know the game back in those days. We didn't have the internet to cross-reference information, to get information from virologists who said, no, this isn't real. Think mirror. Boom, boom, boom. Well, that coincided with really the most proficient silence you've ever heard in your life. And that's the mirror of a boom. A boom is a loud noise. It's progress. It's good being victorious over evil. And during those phases, evil be good. And it was quiet and it was subtle. When the movement got threatened by the big lens in the sky, the movement started saying, see, look how real we are. We're being attacked by the lens in the sky. I mean, just think about it. You look up at the sky and the big, you know, dome, you know, contact lens, it's a big eyeball looking down at you, right? It's the movie they're playing, like in the movie Wizards, when the bad guys started playing neo-Nazi crap up in the sky, freaking out the elves so that the demons could run over them. I mean, that movie, it's a perfect analogy of what's going on today. I'm not even sure Ralph Bakshi really understood what he was doing at the time, but it was angelically metaphorical to our times. The bad guy with the movie projector, it's them. And where are the elves going? Oh, crap, what's that? You know? Bam, you get hit. This will probably be, you know, one of my final episodes being super cynical about this. Because what's more important is we find ways to deal with the aftermath of the whole thing. Think about people who have been in cults. Because they did an episode about it being cultish, right? YouTube hates the word cult, by the way. You get pulled away from your family and friends to give you any discernible reality as to what's really going on. Then you get fed bullshit. Get all your money stripped from you. You get fed bullshit. And then the second that you get rescued from a cult and you come back to reality, you find out that your cult leaders were lying to you profusely. And then you don't feel so smart for a little while, if not a long while. You try to rebuild your reputation with the rest of humanity. Now, the silver lining with this is obviously this thing created a group of people. We were so desperate to get information, it turned into kind of a good thing. A bunch of people excited about this this leader with this Excalibur sword who, by divine right, the Lady of the Lake bestowed upon him command over this land, and that he was going to swing this thing at some point and slay, I don't know, Uther Pendragon. But that's where the sword gets its power. But you know what I mean? The nemesis of Uther Pendragon, whoever that might be. And you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and they win, and they win, and they win. I wanted to make a distinction too, because, you know, I see the protests. It does make me happy. It doesn't make me think that these bad people will change anything. You think Trudeau's going to lose that re-election just because a bunch of people threw rocks at him? And because everywhere he goes, people yell and scream at him? Nah, doesn't change anything. I mean, think about the physics of it all. Human beings think that they're voting. No one counts that. A machine comes up with their results and hands it in to the eyeball in the sky, who's going to then tell you that this dude totally succeeded in his re-election. And they're going to tell you the same kind of bullshit they told us, told you about California, that we chose to keep Gavin Newsom in office. They're going to tell you that Canada, you know, voted a no to getting rid of this guy, and they kept him, and it's all going to be rah-rah, and this is what Canadians want. You're going to hear that bullshit. What every appearance was worse than Biden's appearances during his election, where no one showed up. Now, you got people showing up in droves, no one supporting Trudeau, everyone calling him names like unbelievable shit. Like Pelosi just got called a bunch of shit in England. Blows me away. I mean, hats off that anyone in a foreign country would get so educated about the politics of America that when one of our demons shows up in your country, you're there to yell at her. Wow. I mean, A plus for the day to those people. But the people that I think are making the biggest difference, and there's a bunch of them, but I mean, it's an employer that will not force the drink on anybody. It's a restaurant that won't capitulate. It's a sheriff that won't enforce it. A police officer that won't enforce it. A soldier that retires or leaves their job without getting it. Thumbs up to everybody. One of the biggest ones are people that go into these city council meetings and talk to their representatives, their bought off representatives, and they tell them, look, we're not doing this. They go into school boards, they go into city hall. I mean, just those are the people that are getting up and risking a lot. A lot of you have done it. A buddy of mine came into the lounge yesterday. He's been working for this company, I think, for about a decade. He's very senior. It's a It's a national company, so he does a lot of traveling, and they, I forgot what he said they make, but they're about to mandate this drink for him to keep his job, and he's like, I won't do it. I will not do it. He goes, I have a really good savings, and we're trying to advise him on getting an attorney and making sure that that is something that is at least recorded. He needs to get fired so that he gets the piece of paper that says, we are releasing you because you didn't get the drink, therefore discrimination. And then he's got something to take into his attorney. That's where you have what I'm going to be bringing this whole episode to. These people are making a difference. Again, hats off to people going to streets too. I just unfortunately don't see, maybe I'm missing something. I don't see anyone in the dark state caring. And if they don't care, whatever, right? You just got to put these places out of business. Because digital technology is putting everyone into office, and we know it's being done fraudulently. Because of that, nothing's going to change where it needs to change. Unless, okay, all this expectation that's been set up by this savior online starts to amount to something. A photograph, a movie, many photographs, many movies, something else. But those are really two of the primary things that could be done. As far as synthesizing a voice on an auto recording, well, that's what they did to, Mark Hamill for the, I can't even say, I don't want to run for anybody. They've done some digital things. They could totally take samples of your voice and create your voice saying anything that they want you to say. It's something that those kids told you in 2005 with that little movie about September. Of course, people don't believe it, and they just do it in Hollywood, and it's like, oh yeah, man, I knew that technology existed. Oh yeah, well, you know, 15 years ago you said it was impossible. But then you're the first person to tell me that the government's got technology 50 to 100 years ahead of the public. Yeah, but you won't believe a basic technology like synthesizing a voice with a spectrum of tones and inflections and dialing. Give me a break. The excuses for not taking action are countless and constant. While people are suffering, while people are dying, and people are, you know, suffering is you stand up for your rights and you quit your job as a nurse, you quit your job as a doctor, as a pilot, as a flight attendant, as a military person, and now you have no money. And then you're sitting there waiting and waiting. I'd be very, very interested to hear someone who's a big follower of this movement who's in one of those situations going, when? You know? And don't tell me some bullshit story about some calculations in a quantum computer that are going to save lives while lives are just falling off the face of the planet. Kids' educations are getting so utterly stunted. Their social development growth is being stunted for permanent damage in these kids. The thing is like, I'm sure that most parents who are hearing my voice already know this is true, but I got to stress it and stress it and stress it. If you don't challenge your child between 1 and 10, scientifically, mathematically, artistically, socially, you know, it doesn't have to be anything more than your child and you. You don't have to put them out there in the wild, but you have to explain things to them, get them to see things that they're not seeing. Get them to think creatively, get them to think scientifically, mathematically, get their brain working. If you don't do that between 1 and 10, you cannot turn on certain circuits at 11. They may fall in love with something in their teens and they might discover they've got some recessive gene, but now you're talking about a tiny percentage of you that's got the genetic pattern in your brain to do that. And it's all races, it's all genders. It happens, but it's a tiny percent if we don't take care of those kids. What is it, K through, I guess it'd be fifth grade? I guess, yeah, about fifth grade, right, in America. So by these kids not being able to go to school and being preoccupied with the fear of dying, their family members giving them things that are, you know, giving them the drink, and they get sick and they get weird. And now they have metal dust in their body that's magnetic, destroying their brain cells, destroying their blood vessels, clotting their blood. Way to go, man, right? For those people. If you can grow completely content with hearing happy disinformation, then you've been neutralized out of the movement. Meaning, what you're going to be capable of doing to affect change is zero. You're a spectator in this life that's called sport, you know, the sport called life, right? And you know, I guess it's your choice. I'm not telling you you gotta live your life one way or the other. But it's sitting passively while others are suffering, and you're suffering too. Everyone who can hear my voice has been negatively affected by this, even if there are some positives, right? I've had some positives in my life, like I've said in previous episodes. I learned things I didn't think I was going to learn. I had no idea I was going to learn certain things. Be careful. Be careful with what you believe at this point. There's never been a time when the benefit of shutting down all of this info is valuable, more valuable than anything you've ever done in your life. And then to say, okay, I've got my eyeballs and my ears and my senses, and now I'm going to observe reality, and I'm going to find out what I think is wrong and what I'm going to find out is right. And within my sphere of influence, I'm going to make sure that the darkness stays away from me, that the negativity stays away from me, the people telling me to do something to harm myself stays away from me, and my family members. Your friends, well, they got to make their own decisions. Maybe you can change their mind. But be careful. You only have so much time in the day. And I'm willing to bet that there's barely enough time for you to protect yourself. If you, again, you know, what's interesting, the people that have no worry about the drink are self-employed people. Those are the people that have no worries at all. So maybe you can become self-employed in the time that it takes to correct this mandate within your employment circle. You can set up e-commerce sites online in split seconds, man. Split seconds. Go to that Square website. They'll handle everything for you. Link it to your bank. Whatever you got to sell. Got a bunch of crap in your backyard. Put it on Craigslist. Sell it. Give yourself a little bit of slush fund to find the right thing. Find a guy down the street or a gal down the street that makes something tangible. Say, hey, man, if I could sell that, would you be willing to do business with me? Yeah, sure. All right. Take a bunch of pictures. Take their pictures they've already taken of their products. Post them online. Start promoting it everywhere. Start selling products. A couple months rent comes in 1 month, you're like, damn, I did it. And then keep going. Keep searching. Use that money to pay your bills, but also to get the time to research other products you can get your hands on. Maybe it's all products relative to the situation that we're in. I just think the time to act is now, with whatever skill sets you have. I think first and foremost is to find your protection plan from the impending, growing, permanent temporaries that are coming. You know, I understand and I respect someone's belief in perhaps, say, biblical things, the second coming and the Christ's return and that kind of stuff. But I want you to be honest with yourself. If you believe that, you're talking about God. You're not talking about man. Man is not God and God is not man. The thing that you've been promised online is a very man-made thing, which means it could be completely flawed, completely fail. God's not going to fail if that story is true. God's not going to fail. Talk about you can't stop what's coming. If that story is correct, then that story is going to happen. But you will have no idea when that occurs, right? So if you're thinking about it at any point in day, then it can't happen because that's what it says in the story. Okay. Well, we're thinking about this one all day long. And we're sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting. Show them that you don't believe them. Lose patience with them online. Let them know in your comments. I don't think any of this shit's real. I mean, I did. I totally wanted it to have happen. It sounded logical. But come on, you don't have a single drop of anything. All the booms were as quiet as could possibly be. And don't tell me it's some secret, da-da-da, and that's why, and you can't tell me, and you got to live in covet means and all this other stuff. Secret societies are supposed to be bad, but this movement is, if nothing else, the most bona fide secret society that there's ever been. And this is supposed to be the thing that we're relying on to change our world. What, again, what would be nice to say from this December 8th silence on is the last post, instead of being an American flag, should have been, this was all just to wake you up. No one is coming, but you can make it all happen. You've now been educated, so go make it happen. That should have been the last post, based on the crap that we've seen since that point. But no, it was some benign thing at the very end. Just ask yourself, would you manage it that way? Would you manage it that way? I mean, I think I can explain most of reasons why God does what he does. I mean, even I don't understand the whole plan. It's like, why doesn't God walk among men? Well, because we would turn into robots. We would have no choice anymore because he's watching you. He's watching you constantly. You could never have an impure thought of anything. You could be angry at anybody. You could be lustful towards anybody because he's right there on top of you. But in order to give you a beautiful sense of choice, God remains on the outside going, this is your domain. See how well you can play the game. Meet you after it's over. That makes sense to me. And I think that God doesn't care about necessarily these shenanigans that we're dealing with on planet Earth because he has our back after it's all over. It doesn't mean we're supposed to sit here on our ass and wait for the bus, like my other episode said. And a bunch of people aren't waiting for the bus. And just think about that dynamic for 1 second. What are the posts on any one of the platforms that you watch that make you feel amazing? Other than the, you know, montage videos of how this thing was going to take place, right? What was it? Joe M. He made some amazing videos, right? Seemed to pretend like he didn't make them. Those were amazing, right? But they're just all fiction. It's just what and they're invaluable, right? Because it shows us what the world could be if we would take action. That's great. But the ones I think that really turn you on are someone standing at a city council meeting, someone doing something, someone reading someone the Riot Act, a virologist with 40 years experience going, this stuff's going to kill everybody, and you're an idiot for forcing it on everybody. Someone who does a video to teach you something about the problems that we're having right now, to just give you more ammo in your brain to think things through, a little bit more discernibility. Those are your heroes. And I would define them as heroes that took action instead of waiting. Again, secure your world first. Secure your family first. Earn that money. Keep that job best to your ability. Stay away from the drink. And again, maybe the only thing that is... that might just be all that you need to do right now until stuff breaks loose and maybe you see an objective, right? And if everyone starts running to the streets to actually take action against individuals that are actually hurting people, you know, put them in prison or whatever that thing might be without any help from some secret group of people, right? Then maybe you see some other opportunity you can get involved in. But be careful. If you got a family to take care of, you keep taking care of them. That's priority number one. Don't step outside the pocket unless we're in that situation like the movie Patriot. But just stop drinking the Kool-Aid for a little while. Let's give it like an experiment. For 1 month, you don't drink the Kool-Aid anymore. You still take in the information, but you filter it without Kool-Aid in your bloodstream. And beware of all of these things. I mean, this manhunt for this couple it's gone on for a week now, and it's got a sad ending, and it's just dominating the press. I mean, those are horrible situations, and like I said, you can't change anything outside your own circle. You change your circle, and if you can reach out on the internet and change the circle, then you got a bigger circle, that's for sure. But all this bad news about this situation, however real and unfortunate it might be, it's to distract you. And all these news organizations that say they're legit and also they're just swallowing that up like crazy. So anyway, let me know what you think. We'll peel back from this in future episodes, but I just can't hold it in anymore where I'm saying one thing to my friends and I'm bashful about saying it to you guys in full force. Permanent Temporaries has got a good take on it, but this is the full bore, head on. I'm sick of the bullshit, man. I'm sick of the fucking promises. And again, I think legit people like General Flynn are telling us 100% the truth. Doesn't sound sexy, which is why we say he's giving us intentional disinformation. It's like, nah. And learning about people who have done things wrong and proving it that they've done things wrong doesn't change anything, does it? Milley will never get let go. You know, and if he does, he'll get some fucking super duper gold parachute studded with emeralds and diamonds, and he'll land in some in a bathhouse somewhere. Move over, Barry. I think I probably like the same things that you like. And I think I probably dislike the same things that you dislike on average. We're really the same person. It's just this dude is, I'm ready for progress at this point, right? I'm ready for progress. I think it's going to be the possible plan episode. That's the plan. To attempt to legitimately establish what went wrong in November last year and hope to God it's going to actually do an unprecedented thing with this lens in the sky that's telling you that it's never going to happen and convincing everyone to take the drink and convincing everyone who's bad and who's good. Always the mirror image, right, of what that is. I don't have any faith that that stuff's really going to change things. Oh, we'll have a big fight and it'll be really interesting. And again, the bad side always throws the good side a bone. You know, they say, okay, we'll entertain your little decertification thing. It ain't going to make any difference anyway. We got the rest of the investigations completely locked up. We've already changed all the evidence. You're never going to find anything. And if you do, we'll just bumble people off or whatever. We'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. You know, by the way, we'll create a crisis that'll blow your fucking mind. And all this will just drift away. The 18th just came and fizzled all full of cops and all kinds of shit, right? Hilarious. Whatever. They got a million of those things ready. So, let's see if we can keep our wits during another one of those events. A real one. A really big one. Let's see if we can keep our wits. There is a bit of a kind of a checks and balances, which is because 46 is letting in all of these dissidents into our country. And some good people, but a lot of like really bad elements into the country. If they create another event similar to September of 2001, that administration could be blamed on a level that you can't imagine. So they may not make something linked to that group of people coming in. They're going to probably just attach it to the same people that George Bush Jr., his base, which, you know, I was never a fan of that guy. But the conservative folks are going to get blamed for whatever the hell happens. You know, remember, September 10th, almost nobody in the world knew who that dude was that they said did it. But by the end of that night, everyone was uttering that name every 10 seconds of their life. So that's how powerful the eye in the sky is, telling you who's bad and who's good. So they pull another event, they lock it down to some guys that are then ceremoniously slaughtered somewhere, dead men tell no tales, forge a bunch of evidence against them. There you go. There you go. They win again, right? So tell me what you think. Tell me if you're still loyal to this thing, and if you are, how do you account for zero progress, and how do you account for making things seem like progress that are complete bullshit like the Durham investigation? Complete fucking whatever. Who fucking cares, dude? You're chasing yesterday's fucking news, right? I said in an episode probably more than 4 years ago that they love it when you obsess on old things that you know were fucked up things, and you know the evidence that proves that what they said was a lie. They love that. And you know why? Because you're focusing on yesterday and not on today. And guess where they operate? Today and then 100 to 1,000 years in the future. I bet their details for the next 100 years are ironclad. If you were to ask Jacob Rothschild what the world's going to look like in 2088, that dude will just take his little notebook and go to page 88 and go, oh, well, okay, well, this will be the population, this will be the laws, this will be you know, you probably won't even exist is what he's going to tell you. And even if you did live to be 100 or whatever, you'll say, yeah, I know exactly what the world's going to be like. Do we have a plan? No. We're relying on this letter on the internet, right? Time to get organized. Copy those who are doing the things that you're proud of. There's that old saying, you know, that's been going around, which is your grandkids asking you, what was it like to live in this time and what did you do? And it's like, take action, take action, take action. One, I made sure your little butt got born. But at some point, grown-ups have to join this game. And I think that, again, setting false expectations and letting them sit out there. I think General Flynn has been trying to throw a bucket of water on the burning bush for months and months and months now. And everyone's like, and he puts it all the way out, and then everyone reaches up and lights it back up again. See, it's still burning. And Flynn must just be like, oh, my God. We got a good group of people, but they're being lied to. And I can't mention that letter because then I'll take the steam out of tens of millions of people around the world that's not actually what it is. Again, Linwood said it was real. Okay, great. Great. Why is he the only guy? Seriously, why is he the only guy? I could go in loops forever. Anyway, if you haven't been to the website, got lots more stuff up there. The category that is most related to this subject matter is growing. I'm putting more episodes in there. Again, I don't need to repeat myself, so I will make this one of the final sort of, maybe you could say cynical takes or realistic takes, depending on what kind of person you are. We have all the audio, video, social media, all new remastered season one, a store. And for those of you who come in through Patreon, PayPal, thank you so much. Take care of yourself and someone else, and I'll see you in the next Deep Thoughts. Over and out.